Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
This presidential election cycle is the first since the Supreme Court decision in the Citizens United case. And so you could argue that this is the super PAC election. And there's good evidence that the American public doesn't like it. A new poll from ABC News and The Washington Post shows that 7 in 10 voters think super PACs should be illegal. But in the meantime, while they're still legal, they're getting up to some pretty important things. According to our partner, The New York Times, there is a very costly advertising plan now underway that attacks President Obama in ways that have never been seen before, even during the Swift Boat era. Joining us now, Jeff Zeleny, national political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. You got a leaked copy of the plan for this advertising campaign. Can you tell us what's in it?
Sure. I mean, the plan, which is just a proposal, it was presented to a man named Joe Ricketts. He is the founder of Ameritrade. He is an increasingly growing figure in conservative politics. He's trying to make his voice known in congressional races and presidential races as well. And this proposal that was given to him about a week ago from a team of veteran Republican consultants who worked on the McCain campaign, the Huntsman campaign, et cetera, are recommending that he take out a $10 million advertising campaign specifically aimed at, quote, the defeat of Barack Hussein Obama. And what they plan to do is specifically go after the words of Reverend Wright, you know, which we all remember from 4 years ago in the presidential campaign was very divisive. And John McCain at that point decided to not use Reverend Wright in those ads. Well, some of these Republican strategists who had hoped that he would are now trying to get some Republican super PACs to revive the issue of Reverend Wright and go directly at President Obama because of his connection with him.
Well, let's take a listen again to the voice of Jeremiah Wright that, as you say, people may remember from 4 years ago, just to remind them of why this became sort of incendiary.
Government gives them the drugs, builds bigger prisons, passes a three-strike law, and then wants us to sing God.
Exactly, and I'm quoting here, what John McCain would not let us do. Remind us of why John McCain decided not to use these in his ads.
Well, John McCain at the time, almost 4 years ago, decided that that was not what the presidential campaign should be about. He wanted to focus on Senator Obama's then inexperience, as he saw it, and other things. So he did not want the Reverend Wright ad to become part of the campaign conversation. Well, I mean, what's happening right now is interesting as well. The Romney campaign is also not eager to have this type of argument going on against President Obama. They believe that the campaign should remain focused on what he's done in office, on the health care law, for example, on government spending, on expanding the size of government. They believe that any advertising campaign using Reverend Wright or other things will actually help President Obama. It will rally his base. It will turn off independent voters against Republicans. So the Romney campaign reaction on this is going to be very interesting to watch, because they have said privately and publicly that they want to keep the campaign focused on the economy. Some super PACs, obviously, don't feel that way.
We're speaking with Jeff Zeleny, national political correspondent for our partner, The New York Times. And again, I want to emphasize that this is a proposal, as you say, which you got a leaked copy of from someone who read it and was alarmed by it. But in the end, Mitt Romney cannot control what the super PAC decides to spend its money on and what they don't, right?
Exactly. Neither campaign can control what super PACs spend their money on, which is why, as you said at the beginning of the show here, that 7 out of 10 Americans don't like super PACs, and campaigns don't necessarily like them either. Of course, they may like the benefits that they derive from them, but the problem here is that super PACs on both sides, and there are liberal super PACs as well, that they are sort of muddling the message here, and campaigns are no longer the ones that are solely driving this here. But I think one of the interesting things about this plan, and you can see most of it on our website, nytimes.com, is that it really gives a detailed look at how something like this comes together. I mean, the Swift vote ads in 2004 against Senator John Kerry, it was only a $4 million ad buy, which is pretty small by these standards. But once something gets into the bloodstream, if you will, it sort of takes on a life of its own. And that's exactly what this plan is calling for. But it even says that, look, President Obama is very personably favorable. People are like him, so they have to tread carefully. But it has such specifics as finding an African-American articulate, to use the plan's words, announcer to sort of moderate these ads and other things. So a really interesting inside look at how a sneak attack like this comes to life.
And we should say that joining articulate with African-American is not generally a good plan. I should say also that you say $4 billion is not much money. According to the latest data, super PACs have raised more than $130 million and spent more than $75 million during this election cycle. And most likely they will spend all of what they've earned. But the thing here, Jeff, is that while many candidates say, I don't approve of those negative ads that the super PAC is running, to a certain extent, the super PACs give candidates cover on both sides of the aisle. They say the things that the candidate can then disavow.
No question. I mean, a candidate does not have to be responsible for what a super PAC does. And we certainly saw it help a lot of the Republican candidates during this recent primary. But again, it sort of distracts from the overall message on this. And I agree with you, $400 million is a lot of money, but I said $4 million on the Swift vote ads. That was just a sliver back then, but
yeah,
it doesn't really matter. Once something gets into the bloodstream and is talked about, which is their plan for this ad, if it would be approved, and it's not been rejected, it's still awaiting approval from the Ricketts super PAC, which is called Ending Spending.
As many people say that the Swift vote ad was reprehensible, and there are lots of them, you could also argue it was very effective.
No question it was effective because Senator Kerry did not respond as aggressively as some of his advisors hoped he would because he thought it was so absurd at the time. It turns out it was somewhat devastating for him.
Jeff Zeleny, national political correspondent for our partner, the New York Times. As you heard, you can see the entire leaked copy of this advertising plan from the Super PAC at the New York Times website. Jeff, thank you so much.
Thank you.